East Asia now, where the Taiwanese president has pledged to enhance national security in the face of China's pressure to assert sovereignty over the island. Tsai Ing-wen has warned that her government will not submit to what she called Chinese suppression. She said Taiwan would use all methods to prevent infiltration from other countries. Tsai urged China to avoid being, quote, a source of conflict. She, however, noted that Taipei will not recklessly take any measures to provoke Beijing. China and Taiwan, as you know, split amid a civil war in 1949, but Beijing still considers the tiny island as part of its territory. China has repeatedly warned that it will not tolerate any form of activity which attempts to separate the self-ruled island from the mainland. Andrew Vlechik, philosopher, author, and filmmaker, is joining us via Skype from the South Korean capital of Seoul. Andrew, it's good to have you with us. How would you put into perspective the recent developments in the region between China and Taiwan?
Well, first of all, it is not only China which doesn't recognize Taiwan as a country, as an independent country. It is the entire West, actually, and most of the other countries all over the world who see Taiwan as inseparable part of China. So basically, Taiwan is always on the offensive. It's going to tiny nations in the South Pacific and tries to convince them to recognize Taiwan as an independent country. And there is a diplomatic clause. China immediately breaks all diplomatic relations with any country that recognizes Taiwan as an independent nation. It is part of one China policy. It is totally understandable. And what Taiwan is doing right now, I think, is being backed by the West. And it has the purpose is to basically provoke China. Now, this is all philosophical issue. It is not necessarily a practical issue, because Taiwan does have its own economy. It is unfortunately its own defense policy, and which is very close to the West, and so on and so forth. So there is nothing really necessarily that is threatening Taiwanese way of life, but there is a rhetoric which is very important. It is very important for Beijing, and this is clearly again a provocation against China, which is happening all the time. China is being provoked from left and right by the West, not only by the United States, but especially by the United States, but mainly by the entire West already. It is increasing provocation. It is over the sovereignty of the certain territories in the region, disputed territories with other countries, and basically every place that is willing to provoke China is being encouraged and supported by the West.
Okay, many thanks for your input, Mr. Andrew Vlechik, philosopher, author, and filmmaker.